Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's 6:31 and I call the Housing Authority meeting to order. And I would ask everyone to rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to call the roll. Mr. Lisi?
Present.
Mr. Soto? And Danny, you're here, right?
Yes, I am.
I did. And Mrs. Sexton has an approved absence. So we do have a quorum and we'll move to approval of the minutes. Now we have, I believe, two sets of minutes. There's December 8th and there's also earlier minutes. Did everyone have a chance to review the December 8th minutes?
Yes. I'll make a motion that we accepted December 8, 2022 minutes as written.
I'll second that.
Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda?
Nope.
The only addition I have, I think Zuri just texted you the proposed
holiday
Derby City Authority 2023 meeting schedule.
Yes.
Okay, good. So can I have a motion to accept that text?
I'll make that motion. We amend the agenda to include the holiday schedule.
Okay, thank you. And is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carried. We're down to public portion. Is there anyone here from the public? Anyone here from the public? Anyone here from the public? All right, so let me go back and make another amendment. So the September minutes need to be approved.
Right.
I'm just trying to find them in the packet.
Yeah, they're about halfway, Linda.
Okay, got them. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the minutes for
I'll make the motion that we accept the minutes of September 15, 2022.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Approved? I'm sorry. Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. And we'll go right over to there was no one from the public. I'll ask again, anyone from the public? Then we'll go on to old business. The monthly update from Ken Schultz. I don't believe Ken is on. I know Maria wasn't planning to stay. We did have a written update. Any questions on the written update? I'll try to answer them if I can.
Hang on.
I think things are pretty much status quo. I know that, prior to this meeting, Maria and I we opened a public meeting. They had sent in a notice to the newspaper to talk about the 5-year plan and whatever changes that will be made to the 5-year plan. before we see it, before we vote on it, the public has the opportunity to review it and to ask questions about it. Maria and I opened the meeting at 6. I closed at 6:28. No one from the public came in to do that. So I think we can expect in the next meeting or two, the five-year plan for us to review and eventually approve. Sorry. So since Ken is here and nobody seems to have any questions, I'm going to move on to Regina's report. Okay. How you doing, Regina?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everyone?
Good.
Good, thank you.
What would you like to tell us? Anything that you'd like to tell us to highlight in your written report?
Basically, it's nothing really new, except which I'm trying to work on making sure that more of the tenants know about the services that are being provided for them. We still have like the same resources that we had, except for one new one, which was like the Stork team that I had brought out. Everything is pretty much the same as far as networking. There was no residents that needed any more contact than what was going on. As far as home care, nothing new in that area down the pipeline. It's basically been the same. You know, we thank Katie for coming out and, you know, doing bingo with everybody. And basically everything is still pretty much the same. There's no one's been deceased or anything. And basically that's about it. And we're, you know, still looking forward to trying to get cameras at Steiger. So that's basically about it. And some of the fooling around in the area as far as messing and tampering with the property for Derby Housing Authority kind of ceased a little bit. But it's been a while since I've been there because I've been helping out in the main office. So I pretty much don't, you know, see what is going on, and no one said anything. So pretty much I would say all is well.
Okay. All right. And thank you. Just so that Danny and Bob know, Diana's been sick and she's out. So thank you, Regina, for filling in and being helpful to Zuri. I know she appreciates that.
It's a pleasure. Yep. I love to help.
I know you do. Any questions for Regina on her report?
No.
Okay, here
we go. Maybe, Regina's, or maybe Zuri, but I know there was a question last month regarding the community rooms, and we gave Zuri the opportunity to close them if she needed it. How has that been?
That is like actually that has actually been very well. Ever since we increased the hours at Lakeview and Steiger, we haven't gotten any complaints or calls or any concerns. So there hasn't been a need to reduce the hours. So far, so good.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. So we'll go down to new business to review and vote on the It says the meeting schedule. This is the holiday schedule. I apologize. That would then be a correction to the. So I need to go back and ask for a motion to change item A under new business to review and vote to approve the DHA 2023 holiday schedule. I make the motion. Does anybody second for me?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
So that correction is made. We texted that to you this evening. Anybody have any questions or concerns about the schedule?
Linda, I just wanted to say that was a draft that was given to me based off of last year's holidays. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure it's accurate, but I mean, I'm sure we'll review it further. But it was just a draft.
All right. So we can approve it for tonight, and then if there ends up being changes, we can bring it back, and we can modify it. All right?
Okay.
Commissioners, do you have any questions or any thoughts on this?
No. When Zuri takes a look at it and it's finalized, then I think we should vote on it.
All right. So do you want to pass on it for now?
Yes.
Okay. So Bob makes a motion then to pass.
I'll make a motion that we include in next month's meeting with any changes that Zuri believes are necessary.
All right. I'll second that. All in favor? Any discussion on the motion, first of all?
Aye.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Okay. Election of officers for 2023. So what to say about that? Okay. So we have had two officer positions filled. I've been the chairman for quite a long time. Bob's been the treasurer for a while. And I talked to Danny tonight. Danny's actually willing to take over the vice chair position, which is wonderful. I explained to him that my commissionership is up at the end of November of this year, and likely I wouldn't be asking for that to be extended. So Danny, I know you can speak for yourself, but what he said is that, you know, he'd like to learn. He'd like to work with us, learn the job, and be able to take over when I go. So I think that's a great plan.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I know that I talked to Loretta. She couldn't be here tonight, but she wasn't interested in the position. We still have one commissionership to fill. I've talked to a couple of people who weren't interested. I have another one left. I continue to ask the mayor for help in filling that last position. So the slate to propose at this point, myself for chair, Danny Soto for vice chair, Bob for treasurer, and the secretary position will remain open right now. I'll make that motion that those names stay at that position. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you all. I really look forward to working with you. And Danny, we have to meet face to face.
Yeah, no, we definitely do.
Yeah, we've done all our business on the phone. Okay, so the last item under new business, item C, Dory, that's the vote to approve $50 rental increase for CC and Lakeview.
Yes.
Dory,
I'm
sorry.
Yep, so our new asset manager, Ramses from Chaffa, in order for us to implement the $50 increase at Lakeview and CC, we have to vote and approve it in this meeting. And then once it's approved, I can send him over the minutes. We send the residents the notification that the rent will be increasing effective their annual, which isn't until April of 2023. But just to give them a heads up that it's coming. So we just have to vote and approve it so I can get the process started with Chaffa.
And we talked last month at the board meeting about finding ways to increase, and we talked about rent stratification and we're project basing. So this would be right in line with that.
Right.
Right.
Any questions for Zuri?
No, we knew it was coming.
Right. Yeah, and it's not a lot. It shouldn't be too painful to anybody.
Yeah.
So can I have a motion then to increase the rent by $50?
Yeah.
I have a question. So when you're saying it's going to be painful, are these other tenants going to be able to afford that $50 increase? And if not, can we also, my next question is two parts. And then is it going to just be all in one shot, or could we do it in three different parts? Like, you know, instead of all $50 at once, you know, do a little bit this month, the following month, to reassure the tenants that, you know what, this is what's happening instead of one big smack in the face.
Right. What I did with a couple of tenants, I input the increase with the income that they're currently receiving, and it didn't impact their portion at all. So okay. I think it's mainly going to be for, you know, people that are coming on to the program, not for the existing residents, because that's the first thing, you know, that I wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to create a financial hardship for anyone. So from what I found, it hasn't. But we still have, you know, to notify them that the rent is going to be increasing. And then it wouldn't be in phases. It would just be effective for everyone effective April the 1st.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
Tafa's request, correct?
I'm sorry?
I said that would be by Tafa's request or their expectation.
Right. That we would submit the request to CHAFA for them to approve it. And the max that we can go is $50.
You need that motion, Linda?
I would, yeah.
I'll make that motion that we improve the $50 increase as recommended by CHAFA beginning April 2023.
I'll second it.
And no, Regina, you're not a voting member. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'll second that. I'll second that.
Thank you, Danny. There's a motion on the floor. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. So we're on to 9, subsidized housing coordinators report. Zori?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So as far as the 3 different sites, we don't really have any vacancies. All of them are accounted for. There have been concerns, as we previously discussed, about the washing machines. And then also better communication with the residents. So currently I'm waiting for a call back from our account manager at CSC to see if there's a way that we can upgrade the machines to an upgraded Coinbase model. I think that'd be more helpful to the residents. Mm-hmm. And then as we've had for the past few months, the foam blast feature, which we're using, and then sending mass mailings in addition when necessary, just to ensure that everybody's kept in the loop and they get the memo with, you know, any changes that we might have going on. And then also here attached is the vendor report. A lot of charges luckily have decreased. For example, Home Depot, the credit card. We're just trying to kind of keep those charges at a minimum. And I think that is about it. As far as work orders, we're actually doing pretty well with those, with the new maintenance workers. Now I think we have about 8 that are open, and we started with 40 about a month ago. So they've been working hard to get them closed and taken care of. So that's been looking pretty good as well. So yeah, so far so good. I think, you know, things are headed in the right direction, which is good.
That's really awesome.
About it.
Yeah. Thank you, Zori. We can tell them that one of the new maintenance men has asked us to replace him. He won't leave us until we do, but
right.
It's a shame because his work has been great.
Right. Right. He's been awesome. I mean, you know, he kept me in the loop. He told me he wasn't really comfortable with the driving and certain aspects of the job. So he said, you know, look for something, and then as soon as you find someone, you know, I don't mind stepping down. So he's been awesome about that.
Okay.
Zuri, a question about the, or maybe it's a concern about the coin-operated machines. I mean, are we concerned about possible vandalism, and are tenants going to be bothering for change and things like that?
Well, that's why I think originally there was talk about the card machine. But I think when we talked about it in the meet and greet, there isn't really room for us to put like a loading machine where they can load cash onto that card. So they've been requesting, you know, they say the machines are old, sometimes a little, you know, push, when you push the coins in, that little thing gets stuck.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking if it's the same sort of machine, but just newer, I think that it would be better for them. And I've been trying to get a hold of the man that we work with. I haven't been able to. So I'll continue to reach out to see if we can just upgrade what they currently have. And then we also sent out a mass phone message because they were leaving detergent on the floor.
Yeah.
I think it was at Steiger Paris. They were putting in pods when they're supposed to be using liquid detergent. So we've been sending them messages and reminders.
Yep.
So hopefully we don't run into any issues with vandalism with the laundry machine.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
We can only be optimistic.
Right, right.
Thank you.
I think that to the end of the meeting, if there aren't any other questions, there's no executive session for tonight. That would bring us to adjournment.
Wow.
So it is 6:52. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
All right, Danny, is there a second?
Second.
All right. So all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, 6:52, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.